again with another program. We're here hopefully with a little strength for today and some hope for tomorrow. Stay tuned. Continue on through these trying days that we're living in these days. We read in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 7 that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We're going to look at this portion of the scripture in a minute, but before we do, listen to this message in song. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. Listen carefully to the words.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Well, I have just figured it out that since I trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, there has been 23,360 tomorrows. I don't know about today, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know one thing, through all of those days and all of those tomorrows, He was there and He holds my hand. The Bible says in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, some of those days, some of those tomorrows, oh, if I had known what was coming, I would just assume they didn't come. But the Bible says here again, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, there's a few things here that kind of indicate we have to do some things if we want that to be a reality in our life. Verse number 1 says, my dearly beloved, stand fast in the Lord. Then it says in verse 6, be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So he focuses here on prayer, supplications, thanksgiving, three different aspects of prayer, actually. Now, we've all heard the little phrase, prayer changes things. Sometimes the only thing that prayer changes is me. And we need to understand, prayer doesn't always change the things we pray about, but prayer will change our attitude towards the things that are happening in our life that we wish were happening, or the things that are happening that we wish weren't. So he says, pray. Let your request be made known unto God, and as a result of that, the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Then he went on to say, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, he says. And what's the rest of the verse? And the peace of God shall be with you. Well, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. Listen very carefully once again to the words of this song.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know